Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Here in Astoria, Oregon, the Astoria Point and the Rosebriar are changing people's lives. I'm going to read the mission statement for the Astoria Point and the Rosebriar so we can understand about the program today. The mission of Astoria Point and the Rosebriar is to provide chemically dependent individuals and their families an opportunity to choose a healthier lifestyle. Astoria Point and the Rosebriar assert that chemical dependency is a chronic, progressive, and often fatal disease that affects mind, body, and spirit. Their medically monitored detoxification and 12-step-based recovery program is a holistic approach that treats the addiction as well as any co-occurring issues and prepares their clients for aftercare. And today in the studio, I have with me Josie Herndon. She is the new CEO of Astoria Point and the Rosebriar. Welcome, Josie.
Thank you, Donna. It's an honor for me to be here this morning.
Well, we're very glad to have you here. I understand you just moved here in November.
Yes, I did.
And I think our listening audience would love to know a little bit of your story.
Okay. Well, I have been working in the field of healthcare and addiction mental health since 1987. I was born and raised in a little town in California, Loma Linda University, and I went to school there, worked in the hospitals in many capacities. My background primarily for most of these years have been in administrative positions as far as admissions, marketing, business development, and also counseling in the very beginning.
And why did you get involved with alcohol and drug addiction recovery programs? What attracted you to that yourself?
My father was an alcoholic, and he died of alcoholism when I was 10 years old, and I was in a very conservative community where I couldn't discuss that. I was born and raised in a Seventh-day Adventist community. So when I started working as an adult in the field of addiction, I realized that's my passion. And to I guess my entire life I've tried to understand and my father's life and leave a legacy so that his death wouldn't be in vain and just educate individuals and families about addiction and help them find recovery.
Over the years that you've been involved in addiction recovery from alcohol and drugs, Josie, have you noticed are more people becoming having issues with addiction because of this lifestyle that is so challenging for people today? Is it just more out of the closet, or are there more people who are struggling with it? I mean, what's your perspective on that?
I believe that it's just more out of the closet. There are a lot of television shows, a lot of media over the last 5 years that have kind of brought it a little bit mainstream to where families are talking about it, education, conferences, and so forth. I believe addiction has always been a major problem. Like I said, when I was a child, we never spoke about it for years. That was something we just never talked about. We would always say in our family, if somebody died, oh, they had a heart attack, or oh, they had high blood pressure or something like that. But really, the underlying could have been alcohol or pain pills or something like that. So I believe that the addiction is always about the same, but now we're talking about it. And family members are becoming more proactive to help heal the families.
And I think maybe there was shame in the old days. And
yes.
Now people realize that there's a chemical issue that, it's a disease. It's
yes.
Not a choice.
Yes. Yes, it is a disease. And it doesn't affect every family member. It certainly could skip generations, but there is enough research to prove that it is a disease and that it is genetic. So with that in mind, that also makes it to where, with the education, that it is not, if the addict doesn't have to come in shame-based and know that there's just, something they can do about it, they could recover. It's almost like they have an allergy to, and they talk about that in 12 steps, an allergy to alcohol and drugs. So if they drink or use drugs, they just go down a path of no return sometimes.
I think it requires a lot of bravery and courage and for people to say, I need help. And you know what? We all need help in some area of our lives. No one has
Absolutely.
It completely figured out. At least I haven't
Absolutely.
Met anyone yet who does.
I agree with you.
Well, let's talk about what is the Astoria Point and what is the Rosebriar. Let's talk about them, their facilities, and then we'll talk about who founded them and, mm-hmm. and how long they've been here. So let's give people the overview of why don't we start, because the Astoria Point came first. Let's start with that.
Astoria Point was founded 7 years ago as a chemical dependency and alcohol treatment facility, 12-step based. And it has grown into, it started out being about 20-bed facility, and now we're a 30-bed licensed facility. And as you mentioned, 3 years ago, we obtained the Rosebriar, so we've been able to split the genders so that they're not co-ed facilities. We have the men in Astoria Point and the women at 16-bed beautiful facility, the Rosebriar. And research shows that gender-specific treatment is best. So
there's this 30-bed residential facility called the Astoria Point for men. Mm-hmm. And typically, how long are people there and what happens when they're there?
The average length of stay would be about 45 days, and we admit 30 to 90 days. So we have 30-day increments. We can admit for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. And for some reason, the average length of stay is 45. So, but they basically, as long as they're there, a minimum of 30 days. They come in and they detox. So we have a medically monitored detox with nursing staff and a medical director. And we can detox them completely off of their alcohol and drugs. And that can go anywhere from 3 to 10 days, depending on their drug of choice and their medical condition. So we have a stabilization unit. And that can be even if somebody has a mental health issue that they may need stabilization. So once they're completely medically and emotionally stable to move on to their treatment, then they go for a minimum of 30 days and they have a full schedule, 7 days a week, minimum 6 hours of group or individual therapy. Now, individual therapy, I can say, is about once a week, maybe twice a week. Group therapy, activities, and education is the primary core. And then they do go to outside meetings at least 4 days a week and with staff. So our goal is to always keep them busy throughout the day and have, we start with our first group in the morning and then we end with our last group with where we just kind of check in with them before they go to bed around 9:30 and then lights are out at 10. And we've developed the program over the last couple of months since I've been there to have it quite a bit more structured.
Well, you've been, you meaning, I'm sorry, Astoria Point, yes. I should say, has been in existence for 7 years.
7 years.
I'd like to talk about the founders. It's obviously a success story.
Yes.
Because you've expanded and you've purchased the Rosebriar mm-hmm. 3 years ago. And you yourself were an investor in this, and now you're the CEO.
Yes.
So how did Astoria Point come to be here in Astoria, Oregon?
Well, our founders would be Bill and Allie Dooner. And Bill Dooner has 56 years sobriety, so he is a pioneer in the recovery world of sobriety. And he is part of the first 100 sober people in the United States. He started the Young Adults AA, and he is part of Hazelden's books that they write about the different levels of alcoholism. So he's a pioneer. He has several books written about his story, and he is a successful businessman from Memphis, but his passion has always been recovery because it gave him back his life. And so 7 years ago, he purchased Astoria Point with the passion and the vision to have a wonderful 12-step, affordable 12-step program so that anybody can go to treatment. And he could have started any kind of program. He could have started a high-end program in other areas, but he loves Astoria. He came here as a fisherman, and as a child, he fell in love with this beautiful, enchanting town as a child, and he always said he would come back and put a treatment center here. So this has been a vision of his, like a lifelong vision, and in his retirement, he's 80 years old now, and he is so extremely passionate about recovery and the treatment center and healing so that others can see the benefits and miracles of recovery.
And you have a very high success rate, I believe. In this field, I don't know how one judges that because I think it's always something that you have to deal with, but you give people the tools for them to make healthy choices once they leave the program and they're
yes.
nurtured in a program.
Yes. And to me, a success rate is always measured by the alumni. Treatment centers can quote success rates. 80%, 90%. Research shows on average it's 25 to 30%, on average, a national average. So relapse rate is extremely high. And when a client or patient is admitted into Astoria Point, they have to be motivated on some level to be clean and sober. We do accept interventions, but we ask them to want treatment and to want recovery. They at least have to come in with a level of motivation to stay clean and sober. So it's really up to the individual. As much as the family wants this and as much as we want it as staff, the individual must also want it for them to be successful, because they could graduate complete and then relapse 2 weeks later. And that's because they all in their, you know, they may not have had that desire. Or so as long as they have the desire to recover and to stay off the drugs and alcohol, then the success rate works. And that's always showed by the alumni. And we do have a strong alumni.
Well, that's all about choice. Choice is so important.
Choice, absolutely.
And when you said earlier it was affordable, how, does insurance pay for this? Tell me the kinds of things. How do people find you? And then how do they pay for their treatment?
Well, you can find us by, if you have access to a computer, going to our website, Astoria Point, and Point is with an E, astoriapoint.com. We are also listed in local yellow pages, and we'll give the number at the end of the show. And they will be routed to our intake department, and we have intake counselors, caring intake counselors, that will do a small screen on the phone, a phone assessment, and talk with them. So it's a free phone assessment. They can also come in as for a free assessment and discuss with our intake counselors their situation. We take most major insurance companies. We are sometimes we can slide our fees to meet the needs of the individuals, and especially if they commit to a 90-day program, then we discount every month. And we do offer two community beds at no cost at any time. We have those beds available so that we give everybody an opportunity. So if somebody is looking for treatment, or they have questions, or they have a family member they're not sure about, they can always call Astoria Point and come in and speak with us or over the phone, and then we will do whatever we can to admit themselves or their loved ones into treatment, or we will make appropriate referrals if we find that during the assessment they may have something else that's primary than drugs or alcohol. Then we do have a lot of partners in our recovery community nationwide that we can refer to.
And what's the average age of the people who are coming, who are saying, yes, I want to turn my life around, I want to learn coping tools so that I can live a healthier life? What are the typical ages, and where do they come from?
Well, that seems to fluctuate. You know, we have, but currently our average age seems to be 20 to 26 years old at the moment. So we have a lot of young adults, maybe 20 to 30-year-olds. And they are coming from the local region, and I think they're hearing about us probably a lot from the internet and our Yellow Page ads.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today my guest is Josie Herndon. Josie is the new CEO of Astoria Point and the Rosebriar. These are facilities which facilitate recovery for individuals who are suffering from alcohol and chemical dependency issues. How many staff members do you have at Astoria Point? And then we're going to talk about the Rosebriar in a minute, but the Astoria Point was the first one that was established 7 years ago for men. And how many employees do you have? I guess we could talk between the two facilities.
Yeah, we'll talk between the two, because that's how we have a corporate administrative office for both programs. We currently have 61 employees total.
That is, you're a big
yes.
employer then
yes,
here in Clatsop County.
Yes. Yes, we are.
And when you talk about people finding you, you're saying they find you on the internet, they find you through, I mean, for local people, it's wonderful that you have the community beds. That's a very impressive thing. And the Rosebriar, which was a bed and breakfast, it's been many things over the years. Mm. How then did 3 years ago, did your organization, because you were involved with this
yes.
anyway, you've been involved with this since the beginning, it sounds like.
I've been involved for 4 years.
Okay. Yeah. So then how was the decision made? Okay, we're doing very well with our Astoria Point facility. This treatment's working well for men, and we'll talk a little bit about the 12-step program in a minute. But now let's do something with women. And the Rosebriar then was for sale at that time, and then you decided to purchase it.
Yes, we pride ourselves in evidence-based treatment. And again, the evidence shows that gender-specific is the best treatment. So we definitely knew that to be true by having a co-ed facility of 30. So we were looking for a facility, and as you mentioned, the Rosebriar was up for sale, and it was absolutely perfect. It was a convent or a small nunnery for the sisters many years ago in one of its lifetimes. So it's just a beautiful, healing, spiritual place for women. It's just a soft, wonderful environment for women's healing, although we have all of our program. But again, it's just historically, I believe it's been a healing place for women, because I'm sure the nuns worked with the young girls there from the school above the hill. So it's just, it was a, when we saw it, I remember I was there and I was just like, yes, we have to have this for the women. And then so we did.
It does. It has wonderful energy, I think. So there are 16 women.
Yes.
Who can be there at any one time, and they're in the program.
Yes.
And so between the two facilities, so in other words, Estuary Point was co-ed when you opened.
Yes.
Oh, and then when you bought the Rosebriar, you separated it because you said, okay. So how do you keep up then with what's working? And is there something new in the field that helps people with chemical dependency and alcohol issues? Obviously, the 12-step program is still incredibly popular, so that works.
Yes.
But how do you know how to shift things if you need to in any way?
Well, again, with my background, I've been working in our field for many years, and I have my own online journal called recoveryview.com, and that's been a passion for me to educate the public as well as our own professionals by hosting and coordinating conferences and workshops. So I have many friends and colleagues in our field that are the pioneers that have written all the textbooks for the colleges and that speak internationally on addiction and have all the research from UCLA and Cedars. Those are, you know, colleagues of mine. So we could actually integrate, and these are things that we're working on now, is integrating the evidence that's out there, including the neuroscience evidence that is out there, as well combining it with the 12-step program. So those are some of our goals. But we get that from our colleagues. We have wonderful colleagues nationwide and internationally, professionals that are doing research and wonderful work in our field.
And Josie, I believe that I heard that you won an award. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, back in believe October of 2011, I was awarded the Voice of Recovery Media Award from Writers in Treatment in North Hollywood, and that was my peers. That was a peer award, and that was very special, and it was an honor for me. And they acknowledged my work that I've done in the recovery field for the last 20 years, specifically the education that I've provided and the networking that I've provided over the years, keeping professionals tied into what is best practice, and whether it be through my website, through my conferences and workshops and so forth.
So what are the resources? If someone is listening to this program and they have, if they think they may have a chemical dependency or alcohol issue, or they have a family member or someone they love, a friend even, we'll give information about how they can call and speak with a counselor at Estuary Point. Would they speak to someone at Estuary Point and also the Rosebriar then, or is there one central office?
There's one central intake office. So they would speak with one of our four intake counselors.
At Estuary Point.
At Estuary Point. And actually, we have a corporate office right next door to Estuary Point, so that it's off-site from the patients. And that's the office where our intake and call center and business office is.
Okay.
So they would be just, you know, calling into our counselors.
And so if someone said, you know, this could be something that I want to learn more about, what are the resources? You just talked about, you have a blog, you have a website. Let's talk about the things that you do in your personal life to help spread the message and give information to people, and then the website for Estuary Point.
So if somebody would like education on any of the topics that we've discussed, or specifically, we have articles on recoveryview.com, and we have articles for family members regarding codependency, we have relapse prevention articles, we have chronic pain and addiction articles, and written by the experts in our field on chronic pain and addiction, Dr. Mel Pohl and Dr. Stephen Grinstead, and they've written books on that. Terrence Gorski, who wrote the book on relapse prevention, is one of our colleagues that writes about relapse, and Dr. Tion Dayton. So they can go to recoveryview.com, and then you could read the article. You can then email the author if you have additional questions, and then you could rate the article. So it's a nice interactive educational website. I also have a website called Drug It's drug-treatment.com. So drug-treatment.com. And that's a public, it's more geared towards the public website. And that's where they can go in and get, we have news feeds coming in and we update them daily or every other day of any articles globally related to drugs and alcohol. And they can go in there and read about the latest news in with drugs and alcohol for the public. And perhaps if they have an adolescent child or young adult child, it's good for them to go there and see what new drugs they're doing. What are the kids doing in the schools that look like, you know, they're, you know, have this certain candy or this drink, and really it's not. There are a lot of things that the kids are, you know, the adolescents are doing now that parents should be aware of. So those two, and then, of course, AstoriaPoint.com.
Okay. I feel like Astoria is a healing place for people. I think there, you know, there are places, this is a place where people can go inward and they can really do some deep work. And that's the kind of thing you offer there. And I remember hearing a very well-known counselor speaker who was talking about someone going to see a guru in India and climbed to the top of the mountain and said, I need to know, I have this burning question, and only you probably have the answer to this question. And, you know, our young people are so discouraged and unhappy, and they're doing so, you know, drugs and alcohol, and, you know, what do we do, and how do we solve this, and what's the answer? And the guru said, well, it's really just one thing. It's pretty simple. And the man who traveled, you know, thousands of miles to get this information said, well, how can that be? What do you mean? What is the answer? And the guru said, improve reality. It's very challenging for people in our world today.
Yes.
And people can start an addiction just by if they've gotten hurt, and then they get involved with pain, you know, pain medication, and then it just kind of spirals. And when you see people coming into the facility, and you've had this work for you've done this work for such a long time, have they tried other things, and are they just finally, I give up, I have to do, I need help, you know, I'm ready. How do they get to that point?
Well, they have to, what they say, is hit rock bottom. A lot of people say, well, an addict, you know, should usually hit rock bottom before they get to that point. So I don't know that that's always true, but a lot of times they do hit rock bottom when they get to us. So by the time they call us or they come to us, they've hit their bottom. Now, somebody's bottom may be different. If they're functioning and they're working and they have a family, their bottom could be they lost their job. So everybody's bottom is different. And I'm a firm believer in raising the bottom so that they don't have to hit the bottom to come to us. We can, through intervention techniques and through our program, we could, you know, kind of raise the bottom so that they don't feel that way. But we do want them to know that there's something, there's a reason. So maybe it's a medical reason that now their liver function is changed. So we're going to use that to say, you know, do you really want to, you know, go down this medical road? So we have to find some reason to motivate them, whether it's us or the family or themselves thinking about it. What, you know, why should I say this isn't fun anymore? You know, perhaps in their youth, they thought drinking was fun or using social drugs. That's just kind of hard for me. You know, there's not really social heroin, but, you know, everybody's bottom is a little bit different. So they do, again, like mentioned, they do have to have that desire. And they come in for so many different reasons. They might come in because their mother or legal or their wife. And then it's our job to motivate them through our motivational interviewing techniques and our cognitive behavioral, the different, you know, modalities that we use to motivate them, help motivate them for their own recovery. So as long as they come in for any reason, then it's our responsibility to help them as a you know, as a treatment center to figure out why they're here and why they want to stay clean and sober, do their assignments and stick with our program and all that. So there are many reasons why they walk in the door. The most important is how are they when they discharge. And it is my goal and it's our goal that when they're discharged that they leave with a higher level of integrity than when they walk in the door. So.
And self-love, to love oneself,
yes,
is
self-love.
Just vital because we do things when we're angry with ourselves. And in this culture, which raises the bar and no one can possibly do what supposedly, you know, they, whoever they are, the ubiquitous they, tell us we're supposed to do. So having great compassion for ourselves and for others.
Yes.
And I like in your brochure, you say basically that Estoy Point and the Rosebriar are here to offer courage, strength, and hope.
Yes.
And we all need that.
Yes.
I know that you also have success stories. We just have a few moments left here, but and I'm sure that's why you stay doing this, because you see the results that happen when people are willing to say, yes, oh, there's this incredible facility, this resource that can help me reclaim my life.
Absolutely. We have both. We have success stories, and then we have, so there are two motivators for us, I think. When we get a call from somebody, an alumni, and they thank us and their lives have changed, or they bring their family in to visit us and they're together as a family, that's a beautiful reward. We also have to remember that when people leave our facility, and because the relapse rate is high just in a national, that it's a life-threatening disease. So we do lose some to relapse afterwards. And that those are the types of things that we're always striving to build a better program and to always keep the patients and the clients first, because addiction is extremely life-threatening. And we've seen that. I've seen that over the years. I've seen patients that we've lost over the years, and I've seen colleagues that have relapsed and that we've lost over the years. So we take that part very serious. And I've had the same cell phone for 20 years, and I get calls and from family members who thank me for helping their loved one find treatment, or and that is definitely the reward.
And so I'm hoping that those of you who have been listening to this program today will, if you know of someone who may benefit from this, and if you didn't know anything about Estoy Point and the Rosebriar, now we've learned a lot more about what resources are available right here in this community in the Northwest. And I think you said people come from actually all of the United States. They
come
certainly from the Northwest, but from all over.
What a beautiful healing community. It's just people come from around the country and the United States and even Hawaii we've gotten, and they just fall in love with the area. It's just it's magical, it's healing, and they stay.
And I know you said you're going to be doing some community outreach and some community networking events coming up this spring.
Yes.
And so at that point, maybe we'll speak again. And thank you so much for being here today, Josie. Welcome to this community. And for those who perhaps didn't have a pen or you would like to write this down, could you please tell us those websites again where they can get information? Recovery, I think it's, is it recovery.com?
Oh, we have recoveryview.com.
Recoveryview.com.
Recoveryview.com. And that's educational articles. And then we have drug-treatment.com. And those would be news articles regarding addiction. And then Astoria Point, and Point has an E, astoriapoint.com. Those would be the three websites. And then I'm going to give you our telephone number, and that's 877-435-7790. And I'll repeat that, 877-435-7790. And thank you very much, Donna, for having me.
Oh, thank you, Josie.
Today.
Welcome to the community, and good on you for the important work you are doing for all of us, for this community, and for the larger, the world at large, I guess I would say. So thank you so much,
You're
Josie.
You're very welcome.
Thank all of you who listen to this program. Talk of Our Towns airs each Wednesday morning from 9:30 to 10 a.m. And you can also live stream it on the web. You can download it as well. And I want to thank Kathleen Morgain, who's been our engineer this morning, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Brun for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things, expand on them, focus on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now, in this moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.